to a new RFM 103.7. One group that seems to get left behind are teenagers that are looking after family members. They're taking on the burden of looking after the whole family while trying to keep the house running and get themselves through school. And as you can imagine, the schoolwork gets left behind. Someone with an interest in that this morning is Dr. Diana Warren from the Australian Institute of Family Studies. Good morning, Diana. This is a very sad state of affairs when the kids are looking after the rest of the family.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, we looked at 14 and 15-year-olds, and in our study we asked them if they're doing any kind of informal care for someone elderly or with a health condition or a disability. And we found that the ones who are doing quite intensive caring, so daily and more than 2 hours a day, are falling quite behind in their studies.
So what implications will that lead for them down the road? I mean, if they've got to look after other family members, they're going to just get further behind in school and they're not going to be able to get out there and find the jobs or get into further studies down the road, are they?
That's right. So if they're already falling behind, you know, in year nine, it's very difficult to catch up and even, you know, finish high school well, and that has long-term implications for their employment outcomes later in life.
Donna, do we know how many people across the country are caught up in this? How many kids are looking after family?
We asked them, are they caring for anybody, doing any kind of care? And actually 40% said they're doing some kind of care. But at the more intensive end of the spectrum, it's about 4% of children who are caring for a household member daily.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? What sort of support is out there for teenagers that might find themselves in this situation?
There's not a whole lot of support. There are places like Carers Australia. There are some sort of, there's some limited financial assistance for them, but I think more can be done in terms of financial assistance for them and their family, just to help them out a little bit financially, and also some respite care or other types of assistance that will help them sort of reduce the amount of responsibility they have for helping out at home and give them some time to actually get to school and do their studies and everything so they don't fall behind.
Do you think, Diana, that these sort of measures that are out there are enough, or are there some other things that the rest of the community could be doing at large to try and ease the burden a little bit?
I think sometimes it's difficult to know who the young carers are. It's kind of kids are not really standing up and saying I'm in trouble and I need help because I'm caring for the family. So it's kind of a difficult thing to sort of direct the community to help with.
And do you see that changing anytime soon, or is that just pretty much what's going to continue to happen? Then you're not going to put their hand up for the help.
I think what we could do is sort of educate teachers more in sort of identifying children that are falling behind and maybe identifying that this is the problem and maybe helping them out in that way. So, you know, teachers might be a pathway for extra help for young carers.
This might be the best way to go. Of course, something else the teachers have to look out for, but if they can be on top of that as well, that would certainly help the kids out. Diana, thanks for your time and sharing some of that with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
From the Australian Institute of Family Studies, their economist Dr. Diana Warren talking about teenage carers that are caring for family members on 2NURFM 103.7.